Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a couple of days after Memorial Day, 2022, June 1st to be exact. So welcome to June. And for those of you who aren't done school, congratulations, okay, for getting through it. A-OK, we love you. And for those of you who are winding down this month, hey, we love you too. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is 3K Golf Education Talk Radio. You can call me Mr. Snuffles if you want. You can probably hear my voice. Today has a little bit of nasal quality to it, if I may, a little stuffed up here. Nothing I can do about it. Allergies, whatever the heck it is, my asthma. What can I tell you, okay? So bear with me today. We got a great show with my good friends from IZIT.org, I-Z-Z-I-T, IZIT.org. Dean Graziano and Susan Gable are here. And we're going to talk about ways to get through the end of the year and also about some summer learning. We're all concerned about the summer learning loss, and we can really do something about that if we handle it correctly. And also use these last weeks of school, if you're still in school, well, all right, with some great resources, et cetera, that'll keep the kids happy, okay, et cetera, and keep you happy as well. And it's all over at IZIT.org, and Dean and Susan are going to talk about that with us. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, 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 our home website for our Consortium for Equity in Education. All the podcasts are there. Our magazine, Pre-K-12 Equity in Access, is over there. Just click on the cover. You'll see it. Actually, I said that backwards. Equity in Access, Pre-K-12. All right. Please check that out. Again, click on the cover. We've got some great articles in there. The website itself is darn good, but we are linked to our other websites, teacher-retention.com and seltoday.org, plus our awards program for excellence in equity. Please check that out. Again, there's a link over there, 27 categories. Teachers can nominate their colleagues, et cetera, et cetera. You can nominate yourself, nominate companies. Companies can nominate themselves, okay, for the products they have. It's all explained at the link over at ace-ed.org under Equity Awards. And without wasting another breath, which I am short of today, okay, we're going to go to Erie, Pennsylvania, okay, to see my friend Susan Gable, and I assume we're going to New Hampshire to see Dean. Dean, where are you today? Or maybe you're in Maine.
I'm in Dover, New Hampshire, Larry.
Yep. Dover.
Dover, New Hampshire, Larry.
Magnificent Dover, as they like to say. Okay. Good morning, Dean. How are you today?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing, I guess, better than you. I hope you get better soon,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah, I'm snuffly. Can you hear it in my voice? Snuffly. I feel snuffly.
Just a bit, but not much.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. Good morning, Susan. Can you hear it in my voice?
I can a little bit, Larry. You know,
yeah.
I think also the pollen is kind of crazy right now. So
whatever
you
it
know,
is, the last couple of days, woo, it's driving me nuts. Okay, and so I'm going to let you guys do most of the talking today. How's that sound? What do you think, Susan?
Sounds like a plan to us. You know, we can talk. That's not a problem for us.
You guys are good, and you got a lot to talk about here. I-Z-Z-I-T, IZIT.org. Great resources, okay, for civics, for social studies, for ELA, okay, all grades. We'll talk about all this. It's free. They're high quality, okay. They're yours. Go over to IZIT.org and sign up. Susan, just give us the quick overview. Tell us about IZIT.org.
Okay. IZIT.org, we're a nonprofit, so that's the first thing we put out there. We create these high-quality materials that are designed to promote critical thinking in students, which as we look around us in the world, we can see is kind of in short supply. So we really want kids to start doing that, asking questions and not taking things at value and becoming, you know, you can't be a good citizen if you're not questioning pretty much everything. So, you know, that's one of the things that we
good
like
point.
To do. We have a library of over 60 ed units, which are video-centered. They come with a full teacher's guide with all kinds of wonderful resources that go with it, vocabulary words, a quiz. There's an online quiz, which is different from the quiz in the teacher's guide. We have writing activities. We have interdisciplinary activities that go with each of these. We have a Teachable Moments library, which are short, right-to-the-point videos, okay? 2 to 5-minute videos that really focus in on one concept. We have our wonderful current events program, right?
Yeah.
Two lessons most every school day, usually at different reading levels. They come with vocabulary words and those higher level discussion questions, which could also be used as a writing prompt as well. We have our Civics Fundamentals course, which is amazing, and I think Dean's going to talk a little bit more about that later on. We have several learning modules, which are online kind of mini courses. They're about a week long, and teachers and students can use those. We'll talk a little bit more maybe about those later on as well. But a lot of really great, high quality, as you said, free resources,
high quality. I'm going to keep saying that because it's really, really important. This is a nonprofit, folks, and take advantage of it. Dean, you want to say something? I think I heard your voice.
I was going to say, Susan nailed it as always. The only thing that I would add, if you could, to that perfect answer, we have some great teacher tools. We have a standards alignment tool, so every one of those things that Susan's talked about. For example, the ED units or the teachable moments. We have the standards alignment tool per state as well as national standards, and we have a really, really deep library of professional development. Teachers can access for free, and they can use that towards their recertification. So we have some stuff just for the teachers, not for the teachers to bring into the classroom.
That's great stuff all the way around. And I want to mention something else, and this is key. A lot of teachers are stressed right now, and a lot of schools are stressed, okay? And they're stressed for a lot of reasons. I will not get into the Texas thing. You can't say enough about that, and everybody knows how we all feel about that, okay? I'm talking about even prior to Uvalde, okay? Teachers, staff are stretched to the limit, and a lot of teachers don't have any time at all even to prepare because they're asked to substitute for their colleagues who may be out for the day or maybe they have COVID or whatever the case may be, okay, which takes away the free periods, right? And it's very hard for a teacher to go in not without a break to teach a class and be the school substitute because there just aren't enough substitutes around, all right? So the full-time staff in their off periods has to be the substitutes. It's stressful right now, especially with school winding down and everybody in the mood that school's winding down. It's June 1st. I hate to say it, but that's the way it goes. All right? So my point is it offers teachers a great way to keep kids engaged. So if you are substituting for a colleague in the school, and you're looking for something good for the kids to do and to take a little pressure off yourself, okay, check out isit.org. Or if you're going to be out and there is a substitute going to be available, please, again, look at isit.org. This is great stuff at any level, okay? But we have to be practical these days and pragmatic these days, and this is a great use of these wonderful resources. Susan, you agree, right?
Of course I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to.
And
I'm the host. That was a joke. That was a joke.
I would have agreed with you, Mary, because your point is spot on. Actually, that was, we do, the ED units actually do have substitute lesson plans that go with them, and we created those because we did hear from a lot of teachers that they really liked using our material for a substitute because they knew that the substitute could handle it, and they knew then that the kids would be getting something of value, something of substance. So, yeah, I totally agree with your comment.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It makes a great, and especially, last minute, and we do know how that goes. You're thrown into the mix. Go cover for Joe down the hallway, and there you go. So, if you have your free Isit account, you can just pull something up and know that the kids are getting value.
Yeah, isit.org. I got to tell you, it's really, really important. And, all right, let me ask you this. Dean, okay, well, you can talk more about the professional development, but you piloted a summer program last year, Okay, it isn't .org. Talk about how it went. Educators and parents can access the program this year, I assume.
Sure.
Just talk about the summer stuff. And again, a lot of schools are already out. All right, and a lot more are winding down. You know, in the East, we tend to go like to June 20th or something, but schools all over the country are out, et cetera. So go ahead. Talk about summer. Here comes summer.
Well, I'd be remiss to say that the pilot came about from your program, Larry. So the listeners now
hear
that immediately after we had spoken, Kathy Carroll, who is now the former president of the American Association of School Librarians, had heard about it. We made a contact, and I thought it made sense to really address librarians, an area that ISIT has at least broached but has not really said, okay, that's a target. Fast forward, I had an idea using 18 of ISIT resources, 15 specific countries, and put together with my team just like exactly like a passport booklet. And what it does is it allows the students to visit a particular country without leaving their house, their classroom, et cetera. A little different in the passport book where we have the particular country. We did a couple things like where are they located in the world? They have the flag, the GMP, all that kind of stuff. So it gave the students a little bit of a background as they were viewing our product, the resource for that particular country. We started it a year ago. I'll be going to our board meeting next week in Chicago where I said, we're doing this pilot. And now I get to report that we have over 7,000 booklets out. And just to give you a couple quotes, I would love to get some of the passport booklets, 375 exactly for our sixth grade social studies classes.
Wow.
Fifth grade economics students visited and traveled the world via ISIT's virtual international field trip. Students became more literate in both economics and geography and began to make connections between governments and economic systems. And I'll stop with the quotes. The bottom line is it's a really neat, engaging way for a teacher and the student to, as Susan said, keep on task. There's no downtime. But it's a really unique way in which students can start to bridge between cultures. That's something that I still think is important, is geography and making those world culture connections, et cetera. And what the activity does is it allows the student to work on their own. They can work in groups. It really depends. Over the summer, it does three things. It either catches up a student, keeps the student status quo, or gets them a little bit ahead in both the reading, the writing, and it really kind of, as Susan will tell later in one of our PDs, the writing piece is important. The students fill out the passport books. There's only 5 questions per country. It's not a lot. But it's a great way for parents, if they can't get to the old library reading programs that you, me, and Susan probably did. But there's a direct correlation, and we put this together. Kids that read and write do higher on standardized testing. I'm not going to debate the SAT or the ACT, but at the end of the day, if the student's looking for scholarship money and things like that, those tests are still relevant. And by doing these kinds of things over the summer, the educators are really giving to the parent, the student, or if there's a summer school program, what a great way to, in 95-degree weather, to wrap up the last half hour of a class or something like that in summer school. So one activity is the passport book, and we really try to make it so student learning is fun. As we get to the end of the year or some of those schools that are already out, we put together, for the lack of no other way of saying it, an escape room. It's called Unlock and Beat the Clock Class Challenge.
Yeah.
We have 4 specific videos that they can stream, and they have to get out of the room. They have to use clues, historical interpretation, et cetera. Susan, I, and Marley, as she's been on the show before, have put together a really cool program. We had almost 600 go out. And we're getting great feedback that this is really challenging. The kids are thinking. It's making learning fun. And isn't that really, towards the end of the school year, what it's all about?
Yeah, to make it fun and engaging. Not just the end of the school year, the whole year.
Right.
Okay, but certainly at the end of the school year. I'm sure you guys remember what it was like sitting in. I remember you just brought back a memory that the teachers, about 2 weeks before the end of school, this is the old days, they would collect all the textbooks to make sure they had them all, and then they put them in the closet, and now they had nothing to do. Okay,
was making learning fun and relevant at the end of the year. It should be the whole year, but it really gives the teacher the ability to, as you said, there's a myriad of activities and things they've got to do,
great.
Checking out grades, finals, et cetera, high school level. what this does is it keeps the kids focused, and it's an activity in which we haven't really gotten too much negative. I mean, there was one teacher that said they didn't get some of it. It may have been too deep for the class that they offered it. Like
well,
a third grade class on
constructive criticism, that's all right.
Right,
yeah.
but everything
right.
else from the target level was this is really great. The kids love it. They're waiting for the next challenge. So that keeps them occupied and really still doing the things they need to do the last couple of weeks of school, which is learning.
That's right. And what, Dean, what grades are we talking about? What grade level?
I think the Passport book, Susan will agree, I think could be fifth grade up. I think the Unlock
okay.
and Beat the Clock would be more perfect suited for a 7th middle school through 12.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. That's
absolutely.
Yeah. Susan, you agree with
yeah.
that? We okay?
I do. We had a few folks who were wanted to try the Passports with younger students, and I would not recommend it lower than fifth grade.
That's cool. That's good. You know, yeah, I got to say something. You know what else is important about this? Besides the fact that it gives the kids, like you said, the old world cultures, which I used to teach, okay, horribly. I used to teach it, okay, and because I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. It was, you know, 5 chapters ahead of the kids, okay, but I didn't really know that much about Indonesia and Islamic culture, okay, and,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, hopefully kids are smarter than I was back in the old days, and so were teachers. But what else was missing from my classroom, okay, was it very diverse? My classroom was not very diverse, okay? And in those days, classrooms were not nearly as diverse as they are now. And there were so many kids coming from so many different cultures in every classroom all over the world. The Passport gives them a bird's eye view, so to speak, into the culture of their classmates. Okay, and it's
mm-hmm.
a wonderful opportunity to put the two things together, that great diversity, and have the kids understand who these kids are, where they come from, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's really neat. Okay, that's just another way of looking at it. Would you agree, my friend?
Good.
Absolutely. You know, we've had some other really interesting uses. A teacher used it with an international business class.
Ooh.
You know, so, I mean, you know,
very important.
We all know that teachers are very creative folk. And so, you know, you kind of have to be to be in the classroom. You know, you got to be able to think on your feet and be creative. And so I thought that was a really cool use of the
That's
past.
A great idea. That's a
yeah.
great
the
idea
world,
because
which,
internet
was,
yeah, you know, you go into business
exactly, the world, which,
and we're trying to get these kids career ready, but careers are
right.
international these days, okay? And
yeah.
to have them understand the cultures in which they might be working is really cool. I like that. You were saying, Dean? I'm sorry,
buddy. The other
buddy.
Thing too, Larry, it's like we're in the hybrid or / online, you know, outside sources for credit, et cetera, so like a 7th or 8th grade world language teacher had used it. So, for example, the high school may offer French, German, Spanish. Sometimes Latin is not there anymore, but it's – or but what about if they want to do Mandarin, something that's a little bit more relevant? It gave the student the opportunity to think, not only do I want to understand the culture, I might want to learn the language. So it kind of was a great
that's
way
good.
To
that's
expose
cool.
them so they could maybe perhaps take a foreign language online outside of school through the accreditation within the state. And that was, I thought, the really great way because you had, like, 4 options. And a lot of times you don't because you're tracked French in 5th grade. So you go through it or Spanish or what have you. But this allowed students to have their eyes opened up and say, not only do I want to learn a little bit more about it, I want to learn how to speak it. So that may be the spark that gets a student interested.
Yeah.
And where does that go? As you said, college career at an embassy, you know, international lawyer, or marketing to know another language. So it has so many uses, and I think Susan exactly hits the nail on the head again where, you know what, there's so many innovative ideas that teachers are sharing with us, and we're sharing that with the world. You've got an idea, it works, hey, how about this? And we're letting other teachers know there's so many uses for this. So.
Yeah, you know, and you're blaming all those occupations that are international. I don't want to forget the probably most obvious one, the military. Okay, you
yep.
know you signed up for the military, which is great. They you know we have troops all over the world, okay, and air bases all over the world, and it's good to know the culture you might go into, you know, and learn a lot about
absolutely.
The people, etc. So it's really And, you know, you said the word a minute ago. You don't know, or said the sentence, you don't know what sparks a kid. Okay? And that would be so cool if that's the kind of thing, the passports, your passport program that sparks the kid into all these sort of things. I think it's really, really good. So how do people get engaged, Dean? I want to ask that in the passport program. Okay, if they're going to use it for summer, we want to stop the summer slide. They want to use this. Where do they go? What do they do? Just tell them. Make that process
sure.
Easy.
First, if it's the educators are doing something like now to say, here you go for the summer kind of a thing, I would love to see, say, you're the fifth grade teacher, Larry, and I'm the sixth grade teacher, and maybe multiple. You assign it in fifth grade for the summer, and the sixth grade teacher might use it as that back-to-school assessment, first grade, whatever,
a
handoff,
cool.
If you will. That would be great. But anyone can go to isit.org. You need to be a registered user. You can do it two ways. One, you can order the actual physical passport book, which every resource has the QR code, so they can just scan it with a smartphone and do it right from there. Or they can actually do it on the isit.org site through digital. So they can have the hard copy, the real thing, or they can do it all based on at isit.org. They do need to be an isit.org registered user. And you know what? It's free, Larry. All of this is free. So the registered use will never have a charge. And so the passport book, again, nonprofit, we will supply that for the educator or the parent educator.
Free, no tricks, great resources, isit.org. Sounds like a commercial. Okay, operators are standing by. Actually, they're not. They are. They'll actually answer the phone. Okay, but they're actually people that work at isit. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
These operators are standing by.
Well, that's
but
another good
call.
Point, Larry, that you had asked about how a person could do this. The other piece of this is parent teacher wants a little bit more. They get the books and go, huh. We have customer service that will change for the summer,
yeah,
but we have someone that will actually pick up the phone in Erie or me in New Hampshire and actually answer questions and help give some suggestions.
And by the way, you're always looking for suggestions from teachers, too. So, again, everybody, they actually do answer the phone. This is a very nice thing, isit.org. They're really good people. They're a lot of fun, and they want to hear from you. Okay? You know, talk what else. And this is key, okay, as people are planning now. All right? Dean, talk about what's planned for next year. Okay, as we start to get into this.
Sure.
You know, and by the way, next year, I want to say this again. Although it's June, you know, we got to start planning now. It's got to be a very smooth year next year. And I want to make a point. There's midterm elections coming up in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And it's key, especially in what's proved itself, my old home state where I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, nutsy as ever. Susan is there right now. Right, Susan? Right?
Yeah.
Nutsy
yeah.
primary as ever. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it's going to be a wild time in the fall, all right? But you don't have to avoid civics, all right, to talk about it and make sure kids understand what's going on, all right? So talk about I just want to know what's going on for the upcoming school year. Talk about that.
Okay. Well, as
go
you
for
mentioned civics,
you. Yeah.
We have the accredited program that will be starting in New Hampshire for the Learn Everywhere. So students with the House Bill 320, not only have to pass civics, they have to pass the USCI, the citizenship test. So that is fully launched. That'll be taking applications this fall for second semester here. We're also working in Nevada. I'm doing professional development with our syllabus, same thing. So
hey, wait a minute. I'm going to stop you for a second. I know you're good friends with Frank over at the school state superintendent. One of the next shows we do, why don't you ask Frank if he can come on the show with you? That'd be great.
I will. I'll see what he'll say.
He's been on before.
But he was instrumental in opening up the other states, Utah, Nevada. Through his introduction, having worked for the Department of Ed myself, we've gotten some good partners. I'll be out in Nevada in September to do our course, et cetera. But fast forward beyond the civics, we secured some grant money, and we have being done as we speak. We have a mobile career tech education classroom like the one I did for the state of New Hampshire, MAPS. We call it Is It Here. That'll be through the grant out in Western Pennsylvania. But the real piece of this marketing vehicle, no pun, is that I put together, and I'm meeting this Friday with my work-based learning group here in New Hampshire. We are putting together, I think, for the first time, a real career readiness program for the CTE, which will have three legs. One is financial literacy. We'll have employability skills, where we have a group of volunteers to do the pilot here in New Hampshire that will actually do resume writing, cover letters, and mock interviews with students. So the student gets really a great opportunity to do all these three things under the umbrella of that employability piece. So instead of talking to Mr. Smith they're comfortable with, they might be talking to Dean Graziano, who they don't know, to go through a mock interview with feedback. And then finally, the work-based learning. We're going to share how students should start thinking earlier rather than getting to their 10th or 11th grade year and saying, I want to do an internship. Learning what a job shadow is, start investing some time to start getting students to be, as you said, college and career ready. The thing that I used to say is not all kids have to go to college. And the push for that is you can learn and earn. The program I did, the Career Academy now here in New Hampshire, a kid can go to an associate's, get it for free here in New Hampshire or elsewhere, get their cores out of the way, and get to a company that will subsidize or pay for them to go get their associates or bachelor's, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, what this career readiness program does is whatever route you go, if you go business, if you go military, or you go the college prep way, you need to be ready. And while there was a focus group at the Association of Career Tech Educators, and they came out with these 12 points, where's the competency? So I threw together some ideas of what those competencies would be, and I'm looking at some people that are the best in the business, certainly New England, and we're putting together a pilot to see how that'll look and how it impacts student learning in the career tech ed world. So that's all brand new for Is It for this fall.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge.
I'd like to think so. It's something that is a much need. I am blessed to have, you met Rob, our president and CEO.
Sure,
I'm blessed to have that was one of the things I brought up at my interview when we talked in Maine when we met you. I didn't want to take away my background with the state and being the LO coordinator for the year here in New Hampshire, that I want to really make that impact because those teachers are excellent, the CT, but a lot of them have gone through an alternative program. They have not gone
right.
to teaching school, if you will.
Right.
So
right.
they need the
right.
resources almost more than anyone, and we want to give them the tools
Good
necessary
point.
To make an even better experience in their classrooms. So I was given the green light, and here we are.
Congratulations. Okay. That's really terrific. And you're right about this. And I want to say this with all due respect to everybody in CTE. They are great teachers, and it's needed now more than ever, in my opinion. Okay. But a lot of the teachers come up through their occupation, okay, as opposed
mm-hmm.
through education school. Okay, these alternative routes. Hold on. And so what happens is the pedagogy is missing, and what you can do to help them is absolutely wonderful so that they can understand how people learn, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's great. What's going to happen, if I may, where Susan is in Erie, PA, what's going to happen in Pennsylvania? Dean or Sus, what's doing with that? Same thing?
Well, that is what's happening. That is actually the Is It Here is for Western Pennsylvania to begin with, because that's where part of the grant money came, and that's where the program will roll out.
Okay, but it's going to mimic New Hampshire. I got mixed up. It's going to mimic New Hampshire, the success of
right.
New Hampshire.
Well, it'll mimic
Correct.
In the sense of the vehicle itself. They're doing their thing after I left. So, which is still great. They're still using the mobile access to possibilities, which was, you know, the idea I had a couple of years back. This will do a little bit differently because the career readiness program I didn't design that yet, and I've done that for Is It. But you also have to ask Susan because she's the brain trust. All the ideas in my head, she makes reality in Pennsylvania. So if you're saying what's going on in Pennsylvania, I'm going to shut up and let Susan go, she's got another idea, and she makes it work. So,
well, let's not. I'm not going to have a meltdown here in public. So, but you know, well, there's a few things. You know, one of the things actually that we're working on, and I'm not sure if this is supposed to be a top secret, but we're working on revamping our website,
okay.
and that's going to be done in a few phases. So there will be a
that's
new
fun.
Look. So, you know. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, refresh and modernize things a little bit, you know. Sometimes it's like, you know, 1997 called, they want their website back. I mean, not that our website's like that. I'm not, that's not what I'm saying.
Huh.
But, yeah, so we're working on those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I definitely want to encourage educators after they catch their breath, because like you said, we all know, we all remember what
brutal.
June is like when you're a teacher. It's just, it's insanity.
This year worse than ever.
And,
this year worse than ever. Worse than ever. And, but go ahead.
You know, and you would think that the past couple years would have been even worse. But I agree. I think that the stress of this year, because, again, it's just been kind of roller coaster. You know, we're out of school. We're in school. We're, you know, nobody knows what's happening, that kind of thing. So after teachers have a chance to sit back, you know, sip a nice beverage near the pool, chill out a little bit, let their brain get back online.
That's right.
To go back to, we do have the professional development webinars on our website, and so it's asynchronous learning, and teachers can do them at their own whenever they want. If they want to do them at midnight, they want to do them whenever, and then they can contact us, and we'll send them a certificate. We have some. As Dean said, you know, I've done a couple of writing workshops, how to get your students more engaged in writing and different techniques and things that you can do with them, different activities. Those are actually pretty popular. We do hear from, you know, teachers can email us and say, I'd like the resources that you talked about in the webinar, and we'll send them to them. And another big one that is very, very popular is our critical thinking PD webinar. That is actually our most utilized one, which, again, is so very needed these days. And then the other one that I also recommend is I did one called Be a Sherlock, Not a Sheep, How to Tell Fact from Fiction. How to Tell Fact from Fiction, and so it's about, obviously it's about questioning the things that you read on the internet and all the things you see. Knowledge is making well, and even beyond that, because again, really, the technology today, it's like you see a video and you cannot trust your eyes. I mean, hello, have you seen Mark Hamill in some of the newer Star Wars series? Right? I mean, he looks like he did when we were all kids. So,
that's right.
You know, it's
that's
pretty
right.
Amazing what they can do with technology these days.
You're talking about Luke Skywalker, right? Talking about Luke?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. I love that. That was Boba Fett on Disney. I'll give him a little plug there. And Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill is like 72,000 years old now, all right? And he looked like he was 25. And I'm looking, what am I looking at here? How did they do this? Okay,
exactly.
It was pretty wild. It was pretty, if you haven't seen that's pretty cool. I got to tell you, he's training Baby Yoda, by the way. Gorgo is his name. As you can tell, I'm a Mandalorian and a Boba Fett fan.
There you go. Me too.
Yeah.
Larry,
me too.
You know, I just mentioned three quick ones that's really the topic of the show. Susan's, the writing is always something you can do on the break to keep them from sliding even further or get them ahead. But we have a couple that I think are really noteworthy. One is where we are now, down to the wire, time management skills. And I think the operative piece there is sometimes you have to say no. Hey, could you do this for me? No, I got to finish myself. It's pay the bank first. Keep them learning on the break is something that we did to give some more activities, and there are some specifics that Susan and I have shared in that professional development. And again, probably the best last faculty meeting, You Matter, Self-Care for Educators. So those are the three as we wind down the school year that have already done. I think those would be three specifics to suit the title of today's show. Those three would really be great professional development activities for educators that are out listening.
And I got to tell you, Dean and Susan, you know what you said a minute ago, Dean, You Matter. And teachers, you do matter, and educators, if I should say, broader out to teachers, you all matter, all right? And this SEL for adults, I mean, and again, even before Texas, this has been a wild and stressful year, okay? And then we had the horror last week in Uvalde, and, you know, it happened in Uvalde, but it affects every single one of us. all right, and especially those of us in education, all right, and it's a horror, it's a horrible, stressful thing just to know that such a horrible thing happened, all right, and that my point being that the SEL, the social-emotional learning, somebody said to me last week, we have to understand social-emotional learning this year and how it affects us, because you can't teach the piano until you know how to play the piano. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to take care of the kids. Okay, it's that simple. So I'm glad you brought that up, Dean. These are crazy times, and the more we can do that, the better. All right, it's just that simple. All right, we got to go, guys. You two are the best. We'll talk again soon. We'll set it up, not to worry about that. So thank you, Susan. Enjoy my good old PA. Okay, good old PA.
Hope you feel better soon.
Oh, I'm fine. It's just the morning schnuffles here. It makes me crazy. Okay, and eventually it disappears. I can feel my head clearing as we've been speaking here. All right, so it just makes me nuts. My friend Dean, thank you. Hey, see if you can bring Frank on, the state superintendent of New Hampshire. He's always welcome here.
I'll invite, and we'll go from there. But definitely the next time, Larry, if I can get him, great. But I do want to bring a teacher. And ask those questions, because we have a couple people that have already said they'd be willing to join us. And that way our audience, your audience, can hear some teachers that are actually using the stuff in the field and how it's working for them.
That'll be perfect. But we got more than one podcast scheduled. Obviously, we're going to get that done. So you know what you did to do. There's your assignment for the day. Both of you, be safe. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you both.
All right, Larry.
Thank you so much, Larry. Have a good week.
Welcome. Be good, guys. Bye. Okay, that's great people. Dean Graziano, Susan Gable, okay, from isizit.org. Great free resources. Social studies, PD, civics, ELA, grades 5 up. Check it out. It's free. It's cool. It's good. They got great hearts, all right? Check it all out, isizit.org. And then go to ace-ed.org and see all the stuff we do. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.